For me, just to be in America, without talking about the conference itself, really, it was an eye-opener to learn how other brethren in America are doing their things, especially the way how they fellowship. And secondly, what really caught my heart was about the issue of how they care about orphans. I had the privilege to visit some pastors who are into orphans ministry and also the prison ministry. The way how they do it really touched me, because retired people are able to donate to the orphans, and even those people who are less privileged, they are able to donate to the orphans.
Tell us something that you actually think that you got from your experience as a person who saw an orphanage. What can you derive from that which can be used back home?
Actually, what I think we need to do as Zimbabweans is to really to look into ourselves as a people and say, what do we have? Number one, I think we have the human resources. We, as a people, we need to take care of our own orphans, and we need to encourage even our congregants that they need to take care of the orphans, especially their immediate family members. You may find out that some of the church members, they are not able even to take care of their own family orphans. They are busy running around asking for help. But I think from what I've learned here, I've realized that the people here in America, with the little which they have, they are able to share with their own family members, number one. And also, what I learned is that as a people, we need to come together and try to put the little which we have. We have a fund as a church. That fund, maybe we try to invest it. Of course, investment in Zimbabwe is a bit of a challenge, but I think if we try to have a fund that will rotate, maybe we give to orphans, especially those who are at school, try to pay their fees. And maybe if they happen to pass at school and they go to universities, eventually they go to work, they may also be able to donate in return so that this fund may continue to support other orphans.
Hmm. What else did you learn, Pastor Dube?
The other thing which I learned is back home in Zimbabwe, it seems that we are stuck in the issue of tribalism, regionalism, and even racism, so to say. But what I learned here in this conference is that people are able to fellowship together, socialize, some from North America, Africa, Canada, all over the world. People are able to sit down, have a meal, sing together. People really value each other, and I think that is a good thing to take home and to teach other people.